I think it's fair to say the deaf community is not well represented on the radio, including here on WPR. As a part of the Beyond the Ballot project, we wanted to change that. I sat down with deaf community members Dory Richards, Brian Fruits, and an interpreter. I wanted to find out what they care about the most. We turned quickly to the issues that affect the deaf community directly. Dory Richards from Madison did vote in the 2016 elections, but she says she's not sure if she'll vote this year.
It just seems like the election system failed a lot of people. Politics has kind of become about name recognition and attention getting. Lots of promises and lots of talk, but no action behind it.
Still, she's very tuned into political issues, especially access to mental health care. It's something she has personal experience with.
I went through some therapy with a hearing therapist with an interpreter, and it took a lot longer than when a typical person would go through therapy. A high percent of our people in the community are misdiagnosed because the person doing the diagnosis doesn't understand American Sign Language, they're not fluent in our language, or the facial expression or grammar, and it can be easily misunderstood as aggression or something else.
She wants more deaf people to become mental health professionals, but she says there aren't enough resources for licensing. That's where the government comes in.
Often we have people going through the educational system, but when it comes to getting their licensing hours, the red tape is almost impossible to overcome. No one wants to pay for sign language interpreters, for someone to get their hours. There's so many layers of bureaucracy and barriers for deaf professionals to get licensed here in the community.
Brian Fruits is also a deaf community member from the Madison area and the treasurer of the Wisconsin Association of the Deaf. Speaking through an interpreter, he says he'd like to see politicians work with the deaf community to address its needs.
We are a small minority group. About 500,000 is the rough estimate statewide. So we are small. We don't have a lot of money to make big donations or host political party activism groups. But we're human and we have rights. We can contribute to society. We can work. We can earn a salary and pay taxes. And we can be productive members of the community and society as a whole.
Brian says the availability and quality of sign language interpreters needs to be addressed by politicians.
Some interpreters are working without certification and licensure in the state. It puts deaf people in very dangerous situations. We talk about going to the hospital or having critical surgery or going into the court system. There's a lot of different things that if an interpreter misinterprets, our lives could be destroyed. It has a very negative effect.
Last year, there was a bill in the state legislature that would have replaced the current licensure system for sign language interpreters, creating a tiered system of intermediate and advanced interpreters. It passed the assembly but did not get a vote in the Senate. Dory says that despite communication barriers, there are ways for hearing people, including elected officials, to better serve the deaf community.
When you see a deaf person, don't be afraid to say hi. Don't be afraid to come up to us. Don't be afraid to ask us about what we're feeling. It's going to be awkward. That's okay.
She says to use a paper and pencil or a cell phone to text, even a gesture or body language, whatever it takes to get the conversation started. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.